Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
We are the DeMarie Group. I'm Grace.
I'm Deanna.
And we are here to tell you about the greatness of the Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
It is an amazing podcast where Antonio interviews famous millionaires from around the world.
He also interviews famous billionaires as well, and it's very informative, very engaging. He always keeps you entertained and on the edge of your seat. He talks about anything from CBD to quantum physics to the law of attraction.
That's me.
And so you want to make sure that you tune in and listen to this podcast with Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Tell them how they can check it out.
You can go to any of your favorite web browsers, type in Secret to Success, and Antonio T. Smith Jr., and it will come up for your listening pleasure.
Check it out. Secrets of Success by me.
So many cameras in front of me. My D. Marie group that's always recording me is always doing a fantastic job, so I am grateful. I'm getting ready to hit you with some great stuff. I won't take long I probably will take long, but I got to switch the subject on you. I'm going to give you some realness, but before I do that, I have the greatest team in the whole world. I do. If you would like my team, sorry, you should have been me. And you should have got them when the getting was good. But since you can't get them while the getting is good, because I got them, you can't have them. All right? Now, I want to talk to you today. I'm going to share to my personal timeline real quick, and then I can get off my computer. This is, I'm telling you, y'all, get ready. I want to see all the comments. I want to see you liking. I want to see you sharing. Drop comments, because it's how I get to read you. The more comments you drop, is the more that I get to see what I need to talk about next. I get to jump inside your brain, figure out what you got going on, and all the great stuff, and it makes the content I put out for you better. Remember, I give this stuff away for free. Yes, I do. That being said, I want to talk to all of you about what I learned from Grant Cardone's Be Obsessed or Be Average. And I really want to put my weight on it, okay? This is what I learned from Grant Cardone's Be Obsessed or Be Average. Now, if you know anything about me, all three cameras, if you know anything about me, I am obsessed. I am intense. I lock on something and it's over. It's done for. It's a wrap. I need to do it. And I was very pleased when I read this book because it gave me permission to be more of myself. And I can't stress this enough. If people aren't calling me a workaholic, if someone's not preaching to me about self-care or something like that, if someone is not doing all these things, then I know for sure that I'm not working the way I should be working. Now, let's put that on you. If people are not scared of how hard you're going, you're just not going hard enough. And someone like me is going to wrap you around the corner and then lap you around the track. I'm going to say this one more time, one more again, if this was the 90s, okay? One more again, 90s talk. If your audience, if your mama ain't telling you, slow down, baby, take care of yourself, you ain't working hard enough. Your mama just told you that. Well, good job. Good job. Now, am I telling you hard work brings in money? I mean, it does. It does. But then once you get further into money, you start working hard on the vision, on the future, on years ahead, on the personality types, on benefits for your associates, your employees, your subordinates, and all sorts of stuff like that. But believe me, if you have a business and you don't even have employees, but you have big visions to have employees, you ain't got them yet. You ain't working hard enough. Can I tell you like an old man in Texas once told me, boy, if you went to sleep broke, you shouldn't even went to sleep. Is that real talk?
Yes.
All right, here's the first thing I learned right here. There's no such thing as a work-life balance. You got it all wrong, okay? You got it all wrong. That whole work-life balance or finding balance in your life. I need to get balanced. You need to be balanced. You need to be balanced, Tony. You need to have this. You know what? Average people will tell you that. Stop taking average people's advice. Stop it right now. There is no balance. If you balance, you're dooming yourself to underachieving. Now, right now at the gate, I'm pushing against the grain, but you know what? Don't get mad at me. Get mad at Grant Cardone, because I'm just telling you what I learned from his book and this call. And it's important that you know this. In my case, I homeschool my kids. I do. I homeschool my kids because I don't have time to pick them up from school. So they need to come with me. I'm out of the country for long stints at a time. I'm always on an airplane. So they need to come with me. It's no different than Will Smith having his kids, being karate, or whatever he's doing, they're doing, right? All that great stuff. He jumps out of an airplane, they jump out of an airplane. The real balance in life
Two, and he doesn't explain it this way, but I'm going to explain it. It's when your entire life you have everything in the real balance. At this moment, I want to take you to a word called integrity. Integrity, in its definition, in its source, its root, its origin, means wholeness. It means you don't get to be a poor but righteous teacher. It means you don't get to have, it means that you can't have a lot of money and no friends. Or you can't have a lot of money and no health. You must have wholeness all around you. And the real work-life balance is to have so much money, so much obsession on your goals, so much everything you're trying to do, that it evens out every single thing that you're doing. I teach people for a living. In every business that I have, it is teaching. Teaching, teaching, teaching. I teach my kids. I teach you. I teach them. I teach me. I read books like crazy. Every now and then, you'll hear a book on a phone call. Why? Because I'm not trying to have a balance. I'm trying to put out good content. Number two thing I learned. Being obsessed keeps you with fresh motivation. See, I like this one. I really, really liked it. This one made a lot of sense to me. It really did. Being obsessed gives you fresh motivation. When you really, let me not even put this in a hypothetical answer. All of you right now, I want you to think. Think about what you're doing. Let me talk to my friend, Adonia. I don't even know if she on, but I'm pretty sure she on. I kind of feel her energy, all right? So, Adonia, if you on, drop me an emoji. Something, you know, a scotch bottle up there. You know how I like scotch. Now, if Adonia is obsessed in her new venture or this old vision she's getting off the ground, she's going to find a new motivation for it. Because lion and you're the gazelle. And you get to choose which one you're going to be. You're going to flee from a predator or some gazelle is getting eaten today. I want you to put yourself in the jungle. Put yourself in the great plains of Africa. Put yourself in the jungles of Africa. I want you to put yourself there. You're a lion. That lion has to get up and eat today. And if it misses the meal, if the gazelle is faster, if its prey is faster, lion don't eat. When you are obsessed, it's build this company or don't eat. See, I just said something. And I can feel the energy. Let me say it this way. My company, I don't have another. I don't have a backup plan. I am obsessed with my company. While you sleep, I'm outworking you. While you working, I'm outworking you. While you at the movies, I'm outworking you. I am. Because if I don't build, I don't eat. No. Come on. Lean in. I have myself in a position to where if I don't dominate, I don't eat. Period. Do you know why people follow me? Why my employees know that they're going to get paid every day? Because I put myself in a position, eat or die. You know how much easier it is to follow somebody that ain't fit to quit on you tomorrow because they got options? I'm trying to help somebody. Some of y'all, you don't have employees, you don't have followers because you know what? I can't really trust if you're going to be here next week. This is a hobby for you. You know what a hobby is? A hobby is something you love to do that you don't get paid for. A hobby is something you love to do that you do not get paid for. And you don't want to do that. Now, another thing I learned about this book, I guess this is number three. Aim high, worry about the details later. Worry about the details later. It'll tell you, listen, man, if you got an opportunity to make some big money, say, yeah, I can do it, and then figure out how you're going to do it later. Because with the money, because you should be getting paid up front. up front. You should be getting your money up front. Now, you can figure out how you're going to do it later or hire somebody with money. Aim high. And then go ahead and figure out those details later. Promise it. Promise 10 times more than what you can do. Listen to me. You need to promise 10 times more than what you're capable of, Jerome. 10 times more than what you're capable of. Get the deal and then force yourself to jump up to your promises. Y'all ain't heard me. You ain't heard me. This, I'm telling y'all, I'm attempting to tell you how I got this far. Les Brown. Ring. Tonio. I hear you the man. Thank you very much. I am the man. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Well, I need all of this done. Cool. No problem. Did it all. Hey, you ever sold out a conference before? Yes, sir, I should have. No. No, I did not. I didn't. Did you say no? Yeah. What did I tell him?
Yes.
Yes, sir, I sure have. All right. You know anything about audio video? Yes, sir, I sure do. No, I didn't. I knew. How about audio video for my office? Not for a 450-person event paying $2,000 a piece. That's different, ain't it? Because if I pay $2,000, I want all my money worth.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Hey, I got it. There's no problem. I figured it all out on the way. Deanna, work this out. Tickets, figure this out. Research this. Serena, I went over here. Boom, boom, boom. Sold it out. Sold out the whole conference to where oversold it. Had to get new tables and new chairs to bring people in. Now, let's do that same conversation, but let's be averagely honest. Ring, ring, ring. Liz Brown. Hey, Antonio, you do a conference? Well, yeah, yes, sir. I've done one before. Yeah, I had about like 20 people there. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You have greatness in you. Thank you for what you do. Click. I don't want to hire somebody that only did a 20-person conference. You understand what I'm saying? Promise 10 times more than what you can do, and then challenge yourself to go all the way up and get that done. Come on. Another client. I can't say their name. I want to NDA with them. Software company doing a huge pitch for McDonald's.
It's no secret that the most successful organizations and professionals are data-driven. As the volume of data that businesses have access to increases, they need to find more efficient ways to turn that data into actionable insight. Fortunately, iDashboards offers a comprehensive business intelligence solution to help you with data aggregation, preparation, analysis, visualization, and reporting. With the iDashboards Data Hub, you can blend data from multiple sources to get a comprehensive view of related data. Then, our intuitive dashboard builder gives anyone the freedom to create and design dashboards with no programming experience required. It's no wonder companies like Lockheed Martin, Michigan Humane Society, and Navy Federal Credit Union trust iDashboards to provide them with the data they need to make the best, most informed decisions for their business. Be sure to visit idashboards.com/secret to learn more. That's idashboards.com/secret.
Huge pitch. Huge to get all the McDonald's in America. And tell me, okay, you do this? I got tips next to me. I sure can. Now, the end of the story is, nailed it. It wouldn't be in my skill set yet. Pay attention to everything I'm about to say right here. The reason why my company is so good at what it does is because I keep acquiring skill sets from all my clients, what they need, and then I put it inside my company. I'll shorten it up for you. They need stuff. I promise I can do it. I learned how to master it, and now it's inside my company. This is why I can tell you with great boldness,
Antonio, what do? I make profitable clients more profitable. Wow, that's interesting. So what is that? How is that? It just depends on the client. Yeah, I can tell you that with boldness, it depends on the client. Because every time I take on a new celebrity, take on a new multi-million dollar company, etc., I keep all those skills, I put them inside my company. Now, someone should be asking, that's multi-million dollar company. I mean, what about when you're just starting off like me? Would you like to know the answer? I already said it. Promise 10 times more than what you can do and have the fortitude to be so obsessed that you're going to learn how to do it. You understand? Right? You're going to learn how to do it. This is very important. You got that? All right, good. Release products before they're ready. This is still inside number three, but you can put number four. No, you can call it number four. We can make it work. You can call it number four. Release products before they're ready. Let me tell you why. You know what? Here's what's crazy. I'm going to give you a good example. Would you like a good example why? A real example?
Before that, somebody put hashtag sure can.
Sure can. Hashtag sure can. Who was that?
Adonis.
Adonis. Hey, Adonis, can you sell 1,000 people stadium? I sure can. I sure can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Get the money and call me, Antonio. Hey, listen, I got this problem. That's a good problem. You got paid, didn't you? All right, let's hire the right people. You understand? This is when you get a team and you get that done. You get a team, you get it done, and you work it out. Release products before they're ready. I'm going to give you a good example of this. I have a product that is revolutionizing the speaking industry. It's unfair. It really is unfair. It's not fair. It's called Bureau of Dominant Speakers. It's really not fair. Yes, yes, yes. It's not fair. What we're doing is totally unfair. And the mere fact that this is public information, I'm putting my marketing budget behind these speakers, it's also not even fair. It's just unfair. We ain't even launched yet, though. And that's the crazy part. Everybody's forgetting. We're not officially launched. This is pre-launch. I said I'm going to think about launching April, May. Probably May. I told everybody this. I'm doing a soft launch right now so I can get beat up. The product is so good, I'm not even getting beat up. It's so good. It was so prepared. I'm not even getting beat up. But here's the deal. The feedback I'm getting is only making it so great. Take on another 1,000 people today and still have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Because I released the form ready. I got everybody's feedback. I know what everybody likes. I can see the excitement. I see them on the Tuesday calls because I released it before it's ready. Now watch this here. What makes this make sense to you? It was going to be ready mid-May. If I waited to mid-May, I wouldn't have nobody in the bureau. Now, y'all need to process that. If you are on this call and you're in the Bureau of Dominant Speakers, I need you to get that if I waited to mid-May, I would not even have a single member. Now, see, somebody should be counting money or something. I don't know what to take. What if Apple waited to the iPhone 10 to release the iPhone? It's perfect. I mean, iPhone 10 was flawless. It really was. What if they did that? They wouldn't even be a $1 trillion company. Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right. This is the next one. Whatever you want to call it. Number five. Being big, bold, and having initiative is more important than data. And I'm a data guy. Being big, bold, and having initiative is more important than data. I'm a data guy. If you know me, I'm a data guy. I be crunching numbers like a little nerd. You know how bold it was for me to say, yeah, listen, I'm so good. I'm so hot. I treat people so well. We certify people as speakers. This is just process that information just for a second, okay? I'm finna certify you under my name to speak because my way. Think about that. That's bold, ain't it? And it's initiative, wasn't it? Be big. Be bold. Go hard. Man, start the Grace Sandals Real Estate Holdings Company. You like that one? Okay, she knows. Shake her whole hand. I'm just saying. You know? Start the Tempest S. Smith Venture Capitalist Firm. When you just take all your money and you invest in people and bring your money back 10, 12 fold.
That is boring.
That's Warren Buffett. You see it? Did you get it? I'm trying to help y'all out. Here's the next one. This next one's kind of, it's not rough, but it's Napoleon Hillick. Embrace your fears. Planning safe is the fastest way to poverty. Write that down. Playing safe, being mediocre, being average, is the fastest way to poverty. Number two, fear of criticism. You ever tried to correct somebody? Or not even correct them. You ever tried to give somebody feedback and they bit your head off for it? That's somebody that don't like criticism. Can't talk to them. And if you can't talk to them, then people can't talk to them and no one's following them. The ATS company is one of the greatest companies in the world. I'm not saying that out of ego. I mean, just the data alone. The data alone says that what's winning? In business, winning is money. The phone says the ATS company is one of the greatest companies in the world. You know why? Because I got the greatest people around me. Me too. I pay them well. CEO? That's smart. That's extremely smart of me to even give you how many different ways she is. Which is a beautiful thing to do, right? Smart. Because there's plenty of days I would have quit if it wasn't for Tiffany's going, now, Grace, you know that's not what he meant. That's not what he meant, Grace. It's coming back, right? You know, so like, then I got the whole team around me, and the team grows every day, and it's pretty awesome. We're good because a team. Why am I saying that? Because I don't have fear of criticism. When you have fear of criticism, you don't have a team. You either do it all by yourself, or you have a bunch of lackeys. Bunch of yes men and women. You just put on that wacky vent. And here you is thinking you changing the world. Because all your people say, yeah, that was good. They gonna always say, yeah, it was good. Number three, fear of ill health. Simple explanation. You always scared you're gonna get sick or die young because your mama had a heart attack, blah, blah, blah. Number four, fear of loss of love. It's another one. If I go to school, he's going to be mad at me. I'm getting personal. I'm not trying to. Last one, fear of growing old. Fear of old age. Fear of old age. In 2000, that was five. Mm-hmm. There's six in there somewhere. Google it and find the sixth one. Because apparently in my notes, I ain't put down six. But you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Now, in 2008, J.K. Rowling, who's that?
What's her name? Harry Potter.
Yes. All right. I am a huge Harry Potter fan. Had you not got that, we would have to end the call right there because, you know, go Harry Potter. She, in 2008, she was at the graduate class of Harvard, and she was explaining how she went to like 32 different publishers. They all said no. Now, a couple things I want to point out here. For one, how many of you can get past 32 no's? Come on, be real with me. Be real with me. You know, how many of you can get past 32 no's? This was crazy. You want to know what's crazy, y'all? Can I make it personal? I had Tempest. So happy and grateful, it's been done. It's been written. It's been written so long, I actually rewrote it. This is so good. I might not even finish the rest of this call. I'm not even sure because this story is so good. So Happy and Grateful was done 2 years ago. I said, Tempest, I'm not self-publishing this because we own the publishing now. I said, listen, go get us a literary agent and then shop it for a deal. Keep keep walking. We got a literary agent in like 45 minutes. I don't even know how she did it. It was just crazy. It was like, boom, 45 minutes. And then shout out to the deal, and the lady was taking too long, so I just wound up self-publishing. But we got the agent in 45 minutes. If, to my knowledge, if I check my email, and I haven't counted in a while, I have over 40 declines. I'm telling you right now, I have over 40 literary agents who declined to pick up So Happy and Grateful. I'm not lying. I'm dead serious. If you don't know, the punchline is So Happy and Grateful is selling like crazy.
Woo!
It is. It's selling like crazy. And it truly is. It's to today, it's the greatest book I've written. But, and I ended up telling Tim, I said, all right, so I'm still not going to publish. 2 years, 40 notes. Still not going to publish. Still not going to self-publish. I'll tell you what I do, Tim. I've been having this little check in my spirit anyway. I'm going to add 3 more chapters. Because there's these 3 things. After thinking about the book, I just feel like it's incomplete. And she wisely says, well, maybe that's why a publisher didn't pick you up. Because in you've been thinking it was incomplete the whole time. I told you, having tempest is wise. Get thine in tempest. And you've been thinking, so I said, I'll tell you what. I'm going to rewrite it, and I'm going to tell everybody it's just you. I rewrote it. Boom. Took me about it doesn't matter. I just rewrote it, and it became 50% longer than what it was. It's what you see now, okay? But that's not the punchline. I'm doing a podcast interview the day after I finished the book. No, that's not right. The day after I start the last chapter of the rewrite. Do a podcast. The lady I'm happy to do a podcast with happens to be the marketing director of a publishing company. Somehow she got on books. We talked about an old book. And I said, well, yeah, you know, I mentioned, I just finishing up a book right now, 3-part series. And she let the interview so great. After we finished the interview on an FM station in Atlanta with millions of listeners, she then stopped the recording and said, hey, we want you. I said, I want you to be one of our authors. Y'all not paying attention? Mm-hmm. I want you to be one of our authors. I said, well, cool. She said, but I don't match y'all's genre. I don't care. The lady be crazy if she don't. Within 8 hours, they were sending on me a contract.
Woo!
Yeah. But I went through 40 no's. Mm-hmm. But I was obsessed with this book. Mm-hmm. And I went through 40 no's. This is the first time I can tell the story, huh? Mm-hmm. I went through 40 no's. Honestly. And when I finished what Tempest said, not the incompleteness on me, publisher showed up. Somebody ought to hear me out there. If you stay obsessed and complete what you started, what you're looking for will find you. You ain't got to find it. It's so much more. I could go all in all. I almost want to just end it right there. I let me look at my notes because you know what? I'm just gonna end it right there. Cause I don't even want to mess up that story. I don't even want to mess up that story. Because you need to get that when people call me intense, but they call me compulsive, you just call me rich. Cause if I wasn't intense and I wasn't compulsive, I wouldn't attract anything. I wouldn't manifest things I would only manifest the wishy-washy feelings that I have. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of partial blessings. So I don't have a partial attitude about what I want. I go hard after what I want. There's not a single person following me that think my company closing down soon. It ain't even close to closing down. We ain't got no debt. They ain't hurt. We ain't in no trouble. And if we're in trouble, we just ask Grace for like $30,000. She's done it before. She got all, Grace got a lot of money. Grace got $60,000 In fact, if y'all want money right now, just go to Grace's inbox. She's got $15.5 million she want to get to you right now. No? Okay, so everything I just said was false. So I don't want you to think, like, don't go tell her mom or something like that. Or something, you know, everything was false. Here's the point, though. Grace, Deanna, and myself will never let this company hurt. Tempest will never let this company hurt. Because we're all obsessed with it. Michelle, Shannon, Brian, we're all obsessed with it. Here's my final thoughts for you. If you don't become obsessed as fast as possible, you will be average as fast as possible. Antonio, Smith, Julia, do me a favor. Like, share, subscribe. Hit that alert button. Y'all just stop right now. Set my page to see first. You know I'm giving it away for free. You know I got it. You know I'm giving it to you. I got it like crack. I'm passing it out. I got it. I got you. Okay? Got you. Set my page to see first. Let's make it happen. Follow me. Share it. Help others. Who else can give it to you away for free? You can play better. And you can dominate.
I want to talk to you about your goals and your dreams. What are you waiting for? You waiting for someone to dress you in success? Yeah, that's not going to happen. Life was meant to be about laughter, joy, and abundance. There's no shortage of money, and success is your moral obligation. But you're still in a thinking mode. You haven't quite worked your way to saying yes. It's time for you to work, grind. Your business needs you to move from a walk to a run. You have been praying for this opportunity. You've been waiting for owners who will look out for your best interest and send most of the money back into the field. Well, ATS is that company. This is what you have been praying for. So now it's on you. Will you care enough about your business to actually take all the freshman level classes? Will you care enough about your business to move towards the sophomore classes and beyond? Over here, we're giving away all the information that takes you to get the 6 and 7 figures and beyond. Over here, we're not satisfied until 97% of our company is actually making money. We're not looking to get rich. We're looking to make you rich. And by default, we'll share an experience of that success with you. You will learn how to do all social media ads. Here, you will learn how to get on a sales call and convert energy into income. Here, you will learn how to code your own app for your business, set up your social media pages, and learn how to build million-dollar sales funnels. And we will give all that information to every single person who wants it. If you want to quadruple your retirement, this is the place. If you want to bring a customer into the company and have the company do most of the work for you to keep them paying you every single month, this is the place. If you want to benefit from the company's success, this is the place. If you want a company to email your customers money-making tips every single day that keeps them loyal to your downline, this is the place. You and I both know the world and how we used to make money, it has changed. You and I both know that all the tactics that you used to use to produce good results, they don't work the way they once did. How many people do you know that have not adjusted to this information age and now they are out of business? Ask yourself, how much more time do you have to waste and be out of business? Here's my advice to you. Stop passing up on opportunities because you're afraid to take another loss. Fear is the enemy of wealth, and comfort is the repellent of millions. Will you answer the call? Or will you just get excited and be like, wow, this is a great video, and do nothing? The choice is yours. Let us celebrate your retirement. Let us celebrate your millions. Let us celebrate you and break you through the glass. This is ATS, and this is your moment. Pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close.
So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world, based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R. ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.